You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
AFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. We're glad to be here with you. We're glad to be here on a Friday, which means it's a high school football Friday, a Catch a Kansas Friday. And running things over at Catch Kansas, TJ Cleland, of course, getting everything ready to go. You had a lot of golf coverage this week, but it is about football, TJ. And as we look ahead to some of these games, I'm going to look ahead to our buddy Paul Savage's Blue Aces in Dodge City as we start with the big schools. Dodge City's pretty good. We know East is good. This will be a fun one tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Dodge City is a team that this is the best Dodge City team that I've seen in my almost 3 years that I've been here for sure. They really started to piece it together. Their only losses this year, when you look at it, they lost to Olathe East, which is a 6A power in Kansas City. They lost to Great Bend, who's undefeated and probably the best team in Class 5A this side of Kansas City. And they lost to Hayes is always a power in the WAC. I think they've won it the last 2 years, I believe. So they beat Garden City last week, won the Hatchet game. This is another big test for them coming to Wichita. I think they played South, it says, but this is their first, they played East. They're playing East as a top team in the City League, basically. Big test for them and a big test for East to keep it going here into the playoffs starting next week, which is insane.
TJ, what else? What's our game of the week, I guess I should ask first. I know it's not a big school this week, but tell us about the game of the week.
Yeah, we got some 3A battles. This is really a week where there probably could have been four or five game of the weeks. The slate's really good. The game of the week, though, we're going with Pratt versus Cheney, class of 3A. I believe it's District 7. Right there in District 7 is probably the best one you're going to find in class 3A. There's Wichita Collegiate, 6-1, Pratt, 6-1, Cheney, 6-1. Playoffs start next week, so this is as big as it gets for seeding-wise. I think Pratt, if they win tonight, they get to host a home game for the first time in – I don't even know, 5 years, 10 years, something like that. It's been a long time, I can tell you that. Cheney coming off a loss to Collegiate, their first loss in about 20 games or whatever the number was. A really big one for both of these guys. And while I'm talking about it, the other big 3A one, a couple of 3A undefeateds, and I think it's District 6, Andale and Heston. Andale 7-0, Heston also undefeated there as well. So the streak will get put to the test there again this year. Swarthmore can get it done against Andale tonight.
You know, I'm going to set this up for you, TJ, because Class 5A has some really interesting games. And not just one or two. They've got like four at least. I mean, you've got Andover Central and Andover. You've got Derby and Bishop Carroll. I find that fascinating for reasons other than both will have green jerseys. But Northwest and Goddard Eisenhower and Hutchinson and Mays South, there's some fascinating games in 5A. Where are we sitting with 5A right now?
Yeah, absolutely. As I was saying, this is one where everybody can have a game of the week, it seems like, because with the playoffs starting next week, every game is a big deal because of, playoff seeding and then, league championships are going on the line and everything other than that. As you said, we've had Andover Central. Andover is one that we kind of circled to be a really fun one that hasn't been that fun the past couple of years. Andover Central has been one of the best teams that in Class 4A, and Andover's had their struggles. This year, Andover's a pretty legit team. We expect them to win some playoff games. Andover Central is a team that has won some big ones. It can be a huge upset at Andover's field. If Andover can get it done, I'm not sure. I'll have to do the research the last time that they were able to take down Andover Central. But the Battle of Andover is going to be a spicy one tonight for sure.
Yeah, that's where I was pointing. This Andover team, that it's been a long time since they've played a game this big. They're fired up to do it. They're fired up for this game. And it has been a while, but I'm not as involved in it anymore, but it's been Andover Central's game to lose for a long time. What do you think Andover's chances are in this game?
Yeah, you know, Andover's had tough games, too. They've lost three games, but the three games they've lost have come to Capen, Goddard, and Eisenhower, which are all three really good teams. Yeah, Goddard's only lost one game as well. I think all of those teams are right there, 6-win, 7-win teams. Andover Central only has one loss, and it's to Goddard. So it really is. I mean, it's kind of a toss-up the way that I look at it. I think that Andover, they know what they do well. They run the ball really, really well the couple times that I've watched them. Andover Central's just has so much talent. You know, we really looked at them as one of the best teams in the Wichita area. The loss to Goddard, you know, I think that in their eyes, they got upset a little bit with all the talent that they have. Andover, you know, as we're saying, rivalries can bring out the best. I think that I would call it, you know, if we're putting spreads on this, it's a single-digit spread.
Right now, who do you have as, if all the games were played and you were starting to work on who's the playoff matches next week, give me your, six, five, and 4A. Give me the top seed who you think they're going to be.
The top seeds who I think they're going to be?
Yeah.
Just speaking about the west side, at least, this is, I don't pay attention to these.
Right, that's what I meant, the west side,
near
yes.
Near as much.
Yes.
You know, Derby, I can't see Derby, you know, I was talking to, you know, Coach Wehrman at Cheney yesterday, who used to be on the Derby staff. I can't see Derby losing a game. They might get to Gardner Regents at the final step and you know, maybe falter at that point, but I don't see it happen. I don't pay attention as much to what Gardner Regents got going on, but Derby's the best team within a, you know, 50-mile radius of Wichita, but for sure, they're going to be the one seed, I imagine, unless some crazy stuff happens tonight at Bishop Carroll, which would be a huge upset in the city. You know, Great Bend still undefeated. I think that they're going to be the best team in Class 5A. They're probably going to go, you know, play the sweepstakes of who gets to play Mill Valley in the championship, I'm sure. And then in Class 4A right now, that's the one where there's not an undefeated in the West. You know, there's three teams that are 6-1, three teams that are 5-2, and it really is right there. You know, Mulvane is a team. We're going to be at that game tonight, Winfield and Mulvane. Mulvane 6-1, really having a great season down there. A win tonight, you know, they'd be right there at the top. There's no reason they couldn't be the one seed. So it would be huge for Mulvane, and I'm sure that they're amped up to get some home playoff games over there as well.
And then we can end with Andale. They're, you know, they've been sort of the glamorous team. They didn't get it done last year, but it kind of feels like they're right back in there, right? They'd have to be the favorite in 3A, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I would imagine that they are. But as I said, I was talking to Coach Wehrman at Cheney yesterday, and this might be the deepest that Class 3A has been in quite a while. You know, last year, obviously, it was, you know, Andale and Cheney. Cheney got the best of it. Collegiate was a step behind those two. This year, you know, Collegiate beat Cheney, and, you know, Cheney might beat Pratt, and, you know, Pratt lost to Collegiate, and Andale beat Collegiate, and Heston's undefeated still. And it's really interesting of how this is going to play out, and it makes you wonder, you know, in Class 3A, too, they don't do the traditional bracket like 6A, 5A, 4A does. They
right.
do these by the districts.
That's right, right.
And that sets the seeding. So there's going to be weird matchups. You know, there's no reason that we could see, you know, Andale Collegiate could be the second week of the playoffs if the yeah. seeding works out that way.
It may be.
Off the rails.
It may be. That may be
and,
the,
and that's,
exactly
and that makes,
how it
the
works.
3A's, you know, Andale's dominated it, and I know they didn't get it last year, but 3A's always been a fun classification for me because I feel like we've got so many good teams. All right, TJ, so – of course, catchatkansas.com. We'll have all the scores and everything else. What do you guys have lined up for coverage tonight?
Yeah, Brandon's going to be there at the game of the week out in Cheney hanging out. Peyton Sanders is going to be with him talking about some football weather. Says
heck
it should
yeah.
be a good one tonight. Says like 62 at kickoff.
Yeah.
Should be perfect. Hoodie watching a football game weather. He'll be live starting at 4:30 this afternoon, going live until our 12 News kickoff show here on 12 News Connected. Him and I talking about some of our favorite games, making our picks. What we expect, and as I said, I think all of the, you know, 8 or 9 or 10 games that we're getting, they're all great. So it should be really fun to catch a Kansas show tonight.
And 12 News Connected, TJ mentioned it. There is special coverage, in-depth coverage that comes later this afternoon on 12 News Connected. Paul will be out there with the East High Blue Aces. We love Friday Night Football. It's here, last week of the regular season, and catchatkansas.com has you covered. The Catch at Kansas show will air tonight at 10:35 over on the KSCW. TJ, we appreciate it. Good luck tonight. And, you know, watch the ACLs on the sideline always.
Absolutely. Paul, see you at South tonight.
You got it, big boy.
Oh, there you go. They're right there. That's where they'll be. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get Paul's take on a few things. We'll have final thoughts on the Sunflower Showdown. World Series begins tonight as well. It's all coming for you. It's Sports Daily. It's all Brockton Savage the rest of the way. The IHOP hotline is back open, by the way. And it is brought to you by IHOP. Celebrate the weekdays with new IHOP House faves, all your favorites, for just $6 Monday through Friday. That hotline number is 869-1240. We got a lot of programming notes to get you through as well. A lot to cover here in the last half hour of the show. Stick with us.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.